Hi guys, and welcome to my podcast, Planted by Streams. I'm Catherine Chrisman, and I'm just super duper excited to get to share my story and how God's speaking to me recently and just all that good stuff. So let's get started. So why is it called Planted by Streams? Well, Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So I call this podcast Planted by Streams because God has really done some amazing work in my life, and I am now planted by streams of water. I am like a tree that is prospering in the house of the Lord. And all glory be to him, honestly. I could never have done this on my own will, which is actually part of my testimony, which I'll share in just a little bit. God has just been so gracious to me to share his love for me and just help me to see the real truth and what is best for me, which is ultimately his glory. So if you would have asked me a few years ago, what's my testimony, I would have not really had a good answer. I would have been like, oh, well, it's not that good. It's not worth sharing, that kind of thing. And even though that has changed now and God has done some great things, which he will in everybody's life that comes to Christ, don't ever think that way. I want to encourage you to share your testimony, no matter how quote unquote small it may be. God is always doing miraculous things, even in the mundane. So I've always grown up in church. I have just had this amazing family that my dad was a worship pastor and my mom always led worship with him. It was just great. I've had a great childhood and very loving family, which I am incredibly and forever grateful for. So as an early child, like twos, like I had these insane anger issues. Like even in, and you might say like, oh, terrible twos. Like my parents even said like, no, this is different than all of our other kids. Like it was bad. And, so that continued until honestly, like early teenhood, like 13, 14, my anger issues were so bad, like screaming. I would sometimes like hit my siblings and stuff. Like it was bad. And, so then eighth grade hit and like, I was kind of getting over the anger issues and all that kind of stuff. And then of course that was 2020 and I just hit this deep depression from no social interaction and just all the things. And I had also just gotten social media, so that was great. It was just a bad mix of things. And like, of course, my phone time went way up because of the social media and I was just consuming content constantly. I remember I would even get into like arguments on social media about stuff that like nobody's going to change their mind on. Like, why would I be arguing with this random person in a comment section? Like, it was crazy. I would get so like intense about it. Like, it was just bad. And of course, ninth grade, my anxiety hit hard. And you can ask any of my friends that were there during that time, like, hey, do you remember Kate being in ninth grade? And they'd be like, no, like I didn't really meet her until after. Like I remember even whenever I went online and I was just going to my band class and my cosmetology class, I just didn't go, which honestly letting everybody down, like, you know, not gonna lie, like that was so bad of me. Anyways, I remember I would like not think about God like all the time. Like I would be like, you know, I'd go to a camp over the summer and then like come home and like read my Bible for a few days because I was on that camp high. Anybody who's been to church camp knows exactly what I mean. Like I was like, woo, you know, yay for Jesus. But it just, it was never, I feel like it could have been genuine, but it was never like lasting genuineness. And of course, there was this guy that I always had like a crush on and off for a while. And then before junior year of high school, you know, we talked kind of it through, but like I rushed things because I'm super impatient. That's something God is constantly teaching me nowadays is just wait. Just Catherine, just wait. Just take a second and step back. Have slow plans, which is actually a song that I really like. It's called Slower I Go. Have slow plans and be steadfast in patience. Like just take a second and wait on me. That's like God speaking to me, you know? And so I rushed things with this boyfriend. He became my boyfriend after that. And Dude, when I say I fell hard. Like, it was unhealthy how much I loved this guy. Like, I wouldn't even say loved because it didn't last, of course. And I think he knew that. And, like, that probably freaked him out a little bit, honestly. Like, it would freak me out if anybody felt like that for me. Like, we had talked about some stuff, like, yeah, like, these are, like, I would tell him, like, these are some things that happened in my past, and he'd say, these are some things that happened in my past, and I feel like after that, like, I don't know, things were just kind of weird, like, it was just not a good situation at all, honestly, like, it wasn't a healthy relationship, and stuff, like, we would talk about marriage, but we were 16 and 17, like, why? Like, this isn't gonna last. Like, I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, just stop, you know? And about halfway into our relationship, which was about 6 months because we dated for a little over a year. And I just remember him kind of convincing me to do some stuff that only married people do, if you know what I mean. And just because we were gonna get married and because he did love me and all of these things. And I remember just trusting him, like, blindly. Like, it was just not a good situation. Then, of course, who could have guessed it? We broke up, and that was just debilitating. I was so depressed for a very long time, and whenever I wasn't depressed, I was angry, and whenever I wasn't angry, I was anxious. Like, it was all terrible emotions for so long. Satan would speak to me and just be like, you know, well, you've ruined it, and you're never going to find love because this was the guy you were going to marry and blah, blah, blah. Like, all the stuff that Satan feeds into your mind that causes you to doubt. And it was honestly horrendous. Like, it was just bad. And with the sadness, I remember I was so prone to temptation by Satan. And I remember, like, it's not like I'd be, like manipulated by the devil. It was just, he knew he could tempt me and that I'd be really prone to give in because of how sad I was. Like, that was just a thing that happened with me. And honestly, the enemy just had a very strong hold on me at this time. And then I started striking up conversations with this guy friend of mine that he was not a Christian at all, like, very much not, and not living any way a chaste life, and just very, I don't know, just it wasn't a good situation. And long story short, to be completely frank, we kind of became like friends with benefits, you know, and it was just not good. I was constantly living in sin, constantly trying to pull myself out on my own strength, which, newsflash, doesn't work. It was just bad. And of course, I constantly knew, like, okay, this needs to stop. I need to stop doing this. I need to stop talking to this guy. I just need to block him on everything. All my friends were telling me that, like, girl, just stop. And of course, I knew this, like, I knew I needed to stop, but, like, I did not want to, like, to be completely honest. And I remember one day God was just like, he just grabbed my heart and was just like, stop. Like, there's no other way to explain it. Like, he was just like, you're done. You've had your time away from me, but it's time to come back home. And I remember just blocking this dude on everything. And I remember I just felt insanely relieved at that moment because Jesus carries our burdens for us, and he carried those things to the cross whenever he died for us. Like, what? Like, how could I not praise God and honor God and worship God with everything that I have? Like, why was I still living in this sin after I knew all of these things that are good about God? Like, how could I not worship and praise him with my entire life? And ever since that moment, which hasn't been super long, but it's been long enough for me to really just see a difference and feel a difference. Like, God has really just grabbed hold of my life. He has abided in me and I've abided in him. And I just feel, wow, like, God is so good. Like, you have no idea. Like, I feel relieved. I feel joyful. I feel peaceful. And I have so much meaning to my life, and God has just brought all of that to me. All glory be to him, honestly. Like, nothing I can do on my own strength like this. Like, only God, only God. And, like, since then, I have felt this drive to just pursue God. Like, he's so good. How could I not love him? How could I not read my Bible? How could I not share his word with everyone I see? Like, how can I not pray constantly? Like, all of these things. And even like on the days that I don't feel like it, even on the days that I might feel sad or anxious or whatever it may be, God has just brought that meaning to my life either way. God is so good, y'all. And my testimony is one of just countless, like innumerable stories of how no one is too far gone for God to save them, and no one is too dead in their sin that God can't rescue them. Like, it's so, so beautiful. Okay, guys, thank you all for listening. I am so blessed and honored and privileged to be able to share my story with everybody and to just start this up. And I pray that you all have a wonderful day, and don't forget to read your Bible.